We got 4 days to go until the Eagles' 2024 schedule resumes with a home game against the 1-4 Cleveland Browns. I'm Dave Uram. He's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Let's begin with the news of yesterday. And Merrill, that is the Eagles releasing linebacker Devin White, who was inactive for all the games so far. What is your reaction to this news?
I'm not surprised. This is what you expected to happen. He was signed as a free agent during the offseason. You wondered what happened with Devin White, because he was such a good player at the beginning of his career, but he lost the job in training camp, and he really never fit in because the Eagles didn't even dress him for a game.
Yeah, it simply just didn't work out. Meantime, they are getting ready for the 1-4 Cleveland Browns. The Eagles will be back at practice today after their bye week. And Merrill, you feel this is a good opportunity for the Eagles to gain ground in the standings.
Absolutely, because if the Eagles win this game, and they really should, it'll bring them to a 3-2 record. Now, meanwhile, the other three teams in the NFC East are all coming off of wins and all have very, very tough games. Washington is at Baltimore. Dallas is home, but they're playing a very good Detroit team. And the Giants are home against Cincinnati. And right now, Joe Burrow is starting to move into shape. He threw 5 touchdown passes last week.
And we will close with this, Merrill, kind of shocking news to come out of the NFL yesterday morning, and that is the Jets firing their head coach, Robert Saleh, after a 2-3 start. What did you think of that?
I'm very, very surprised. They were just in London last week, came back, and he found out about it yesterday morning. Robert Saleh was a very highly regarded guy when he came here. I think he was the first head coach hired in 2021. He was a former defensive coordinator, and he got the bad words yesterday morning, and they moved on. You look at the coaches that were hired in 2021. Brandon Staley was hired and then fired by the Chargers. Then Urban Meyer, a former great college coach, hired by Jacksonville, and he did some stupid things, and he got fired. Arthur Smith, who was supposed to be the next genius, went to Atlanta, and he got fired. David Culley was hired by Houston. Now, there's a very, very good coach, but they only gave him 1 year with a bad team, and he was fired. The only two to survive from that 2021 hiring is Dan Campbell in Detroit, and he has done very well there. And, of course, Nick Sirianni, who every year here has still had the Eagles in the playoffs, and in his second year took them to the Super Bowl. So 2 out of 7 survived.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Chargers. They didn't do much winning under Staley, and I think they blew a playoff game, too, to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, before they got Doug, wasn't doing any winning. Atlanta was not doing any winning under Arthur Smith. Houston, obviously, David Culley, it was not a really, quite honestly, a fair situation for him in Houston.
He had no shot with a bad team, and he still won 4 games.
Right. He did not have a good opportunity there with the Texans. And then you look at the Lions. The Lions have won. They were in the NFC Championship game last year, and of course the Eagles have been very competitive. So and the Jets obviously have struggled for most of Robert Saleh's tenure. So Merrill, it's clearly about winning. You win, you keep your job. You don't win, you don't keep your job.
Absolutely.
Merrill, always appreciate your insight. We'll get your thoughts and what Nick Sirianni has to say as the Eagles are back from their bye week when we chat again tomorrow morning. The great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.